I don't know, kid, but you better watch out. Somebody's got their eye on you.
Aw, Santa, I'm too old, girl.
Listen to you. You still cute, Irene. I seen plenty of men giving you the eye in the bowling alley.
Aw, go on.
That's the truth, kid. I ain't lying. You've been stuck away with that son of yours too long.
Ignatius says he's making good at Levy Pants, Mrs. Riley said defensively.
I don't want to get mixed up with no old man.
He ain't that old,
Santa said, sounding a little hurt.
Listen, Irene, me and Angelo coming by for you about 7 tonight.
I don't know, darling. Ignatius been telling me I ought to stay home more.
Why you gotta stay home, girl? Angelo says he's a big man.
Ignatius says he's afraid when I leave him alone here at night. He says he's scared of burglars.
Bring him along and Angelo can learn him how to bowl, too.
Woo, Ignatius ain't what you'd call the sporting type, Mrs. Riley said quickly.
You come along anyways, huh?
Okay, Mrs. Riley said finally. I think the exercise is helping my elbow out. I'll tell Ignatius he can lock himself up in his room.
Sure, Santa said. Nobody's gonna hurt him.
We ain't got nothing worth stealing anyways. I don't know where Ignatius gets them ideas of his.
Me and Angelo be by at 7.
Fine. And listen, precious, try and ask by the fish market who that old man is.
The Levy home stood among the pines on a small rise overlooking the gray waters of Bay St. Louis. The exterior was an example of elegant rusticity. The interior was a successful attempt at keeping the rustic out entirely, a permanently 75-degree womb connected to the year-round air conditioning unit by an umbilicus of vents and pipes that silently filled the rooms with filtered and reconstituted Gulf of Mexico breezes and exhaled the Levy's carbon dioxide and cigarette smoke and ennui. The central machinery of the great life-giving unit throbbed somewhere in the acoustically tiled bowels of the home, like a Red Cross instructor giving cadence in an artificial respiration class. In comes the good air, out goes the bad air, in comes the good air. The home was as sensually comfortable as the human womb supposedly is. Every chair sank several inches at the lightest touch, foam and down surrendering abjectly to any pressure. The tufts of the acrylic nylon carpets tickled the ankles of anyone kind enough to walk on them. Beside the bar, what looked like a radio dial would, upon being turned, make the lighting throughout the house as mellow or as bright as the mood demanded. Located throughout the house within easy walking distance of one another were contour chairs, a massage table, and a motorized exercising board whose many sections prodded the body with a motion that was at once gentle yet suggestive. Levy's Lodge, that was what the sign at the Coast Road said, was a Xanadu of the senses. Within its insulated walls, there was something that could gratify anything.